news that makes you feel so fine. Tune in to Good News when you get online. Like a burning book for broken stories and more. News that makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune in to Good News when you get online. Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, 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 run to get online.
Yeah, hi. Hello, everyone. How are you today? Hi, it's Paul Slatkis. Welcome to our show. It's the 29th of May. And once again, we have important people to listen to and to learn from. And that's very important. I think it will increase your happiness in life because it's positive thinking. And so what that means today, we're going to start off with tomfoolery. It says probably tomfoolery, but I think it is tomfoolery. And he's a wise young man. He has this commentary about the great realization, basically of what we've gone through right now and how it came to be. And he's doing a little reading to his family and children. And it's a very powerful piece. Then Dr. Kazuko, our good friend for many years, we'll share something about her infrared concept from Japan. And just in general, she's a wonderful woman who's done great for the world in many, many areas. And we're going to hear a little bit about her. So it's a good show today. And I welcome you. The good news, I think, here in New York area, talk about a little more opening slowly and surely and wisely. On June 8th, I think they're going to get open a little bit more. We'll see. You know, you got to be wise. That's the careful. Everybody still be very, very careful. So on June 8th, actually, it's the day before my birthday, if you were asking. And so, my birthday wish is I want to see my family and my grandkids. So, and I imagine many people want to see their loved ones. And that's one of the sadnesses of this COVID concern. Okay, here we go. So, you know, I'm first going to talk about our newsletter. I don't know if who knows about our newsletter. Well, this isn't the actual newsletter, but this is actually what, you know, we're working from. You might have gotten the newsletter today. But I want to say that on our homepage that you should go there. And if you don't receive our newsletter now, why don't you take a look at it at a later moment? And see, down here we have our newsletter, okay? And it's you just sign it, it's free, and you'll get some of our latest information. We're only sending them out once a week. We don't want to bombard you at this moment unless you request it. But we have only really been sending out once a week, every Friday. So there's Dr. Kazuko. We'll get to her. But we just have a lot of shows. So if you want to catch it, this is going to be on tomorrow, Earth Celebrations with Felicia Young, doing a great work for the environment. So that's going to be a special tomorrow. This is our hero show. We have this 3 o'clock show we've been doing every day. This was a story we did on dentistry, virtual dentistry. And I remind you that I do have a place in Montauk. If anybody's looking for a summer location, it is available right now, which is good news. And so just let me know if you're in need of. Okay. Well, there it is. Oh, boy. It's so pretty out there. It's just gorgeous. No doubt about it. Okay. 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Okay. So let's go to the tomfoolery. Okay, so this is this gentleman. I really like this. So, pay it. Oh boy.
Oh my boy, you're growing weary. Sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise, just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy. Though I know you know full well, the story starts before then. In a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted, and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear, and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making. And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started and why hindsight's 2020.
They know someone's filming it
exactly.
Because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Boom. That's good stuff, huh? Powerful, powerful commentary about life. And we're going to show something later tonight that I like here. He talks about the applause. Okay, and 7 o'clock that is, and we look forward to going into our backyard here as we have each day, and on 80th and 79th, and everybody has been really cool to show their love and spirit. All right, Dr. Kazuko with her not-so-far infrared therapy. Now, we just interviewed her a couple of days ago. This is a podcast. Now, this interview that we have with her right now was some time ago, but I really wanted you to get a sense of her. And she talks about her healing as well with COVID and overall. But go to the podcast to hear that. Okay, so but let's hear from her right now, and you'll get a serious sense of what a great woman this is.
Hi, Paul Sackis, Kanupana here with Dr. Kazuko Tatsumura. Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay, great, good. I'm very excited to be here with you because you've been doing so many wonderful things. We met at a Jim Luce Orphan Organization event, and you're so involved with orphans and humanistic outreach, entertainment, and education, and holistic practice. And creating something wonderful in Long Island, and I mean, it goes on and on. And so, give us a little bit about your background, and our audience is very fortunate to hear about you.
Thank you so much. I was born in Kyoto, Japan, in an old-fashioned, very old family, a well-known family, and I was a second of the 8 children. And then I was always very outgoing person who did not fit into Kyoto woman society. So I jumped out and I was a pianist, and then I came to America through invited by Boston Symphony. And then when I came to America, my piano was not good enough, so I became a impresario. And then in 25 years, I did impresario. I went to 148 countries, 2,000 events each year, and the many, many big things I did. But I introduced many of the unknown cultures from all over the world into West, and the West to East. Those are the kind of thing I did until 1992. And then I became a doctor.
Oh my God, all right. And a doctor of?
Doctor of holistic medicine.
Okay, well, what's holistic medicine mean to you?
We actually respect and admire our own healing power, and then we try to promote our own healing power through the law of nature.
Okay, the law of nature. Now, that's interesting as well. So what is the law of nature?
Law of nature means that we are born in this mother planet Earth, and the mother planet Earth is a part of the big universe. And this is the universe is the part of our, some people call it God, but universal energy is where we are born with. And then it comes into Gaia, which is Mother Planet Earth. And Mother Planet Earth has all kinds of rules and regulations according to this Mother Planet law of nature. And mostly, basically, what I want to make it a very short sentence, I will say polarity, yin and yang, plus and minus. Everything is in this Gaia is to do with balancing this polarity. And then in our body, you have to find yin and yang, and then you have to, everything has to be balanced.
So how does somebody go about doing something like that? How does
in
somebody,
what sense?
In the sense of, well, let's say the physical sense, right? How physically does somebody make their body in tune with our planet?
Okay, you have yin quality and yang quality in your body. And a certain, actually certain organs are yin organs, and certain organs are yang organs. And in fact, your mind also yin and yang. And I mean, man and woman is yin and yang, yang and yin. Autonomic nervous system, yang type and yin type, sympathetic and a parasympathetic. And if you balance those sympathetic and parasympathetic, you are balanced being. Physically. So very often, if let's say you are a very big alcoholic, workaholic, you're working very hard, running it, all that things. These are yang type of person, personality. And the yin type person is, let's say, couch potatoes. You're sitting around and a little bit lazy, but both has a very good qualities. But if you have too much yang and then too little yin, and then too much yin and then too little yang. It's no good. So you have to balance this. This is a part of yin and yang balance of the body. You have to go through autonomic nervous system, and which comes back into what I'm doing in the holistic healing. But when you balance autonomic nervous system, yin and yang, you have immune system, or your healing power is very strong.
So how does how do you in your own life, how do you balance your because you have so many projects, you have important projects, you have many good friends in very, I'll say, good high places, because they're very well respected, and that's what I think is a good high place. I'm a Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa, and you, Pavarotti, and you've known so many wonderful people. And how do you stay balanced?
Well, I am very young type of person, you can see. I'm doing always goal getting things done and things like that. So most important thing is meditation. To me, my personality needs meditation at least 1 hour a day. So I am getting up 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 to 6:30, I am in meditation. Without this, I think I'm not balanced.
Okay, you found your way. Tell us about the orphanage in Tibet.
Yeah, orphanage, actually it's a border of India and China. And this is end of Tibet, old Tibet, end of old Tibet. It is called Tawan, and in Arunachal Pradesh city district. It's in the Himalaya. When Dalai Lama came down from Lhasa, they came this road, arrived Tawan. And Tawan is the most interesting little village. Dalai Lama 6 was born there, and a very important monastery, Dalai Lama 5th. Dalai Lama 5th was one of the most important Dalai Lama. His monastery there. It was the second biggest monastery in the whole Tibet, used to be. So when these Chinese was occupying, coming down, the Indian soldiers, army took around that village, which is kind of a little sticking out of Tibet. And they surrounded so that this village was saved. And in other words, border is Chinese and Bhutan on the left, and then on the west, and the Myanmar on the east. So this is a pocket of village of Tibetan, very, very strong Tibetan traditional village. And there, that there were quite a few Tibetans running, came out of Tibet from China. In fact, there's many of the children were, I was told, put in a truck, in a haze, hidden by the truck, and went through the Himalaya borders. Now, the reason they took the risk of life, because parents were trying to help the children to get the real education. In China, they refused to give them Tibetan education. So these are the kids which came out, and they were on the street of Tawan. And then this young monk, Rama Thobten Phunjok, decided to have the orphanage from there. And there was a little hut which had no water, no heat, no electricity, and it started with 18 children. Now it's 254 children, and they are taking, this village is very poor because there is no industry, no Chinese industry, no Tibetan, it's isolated from Dharamsala also. Therefore, they are poor, very poor, and a lot of children were there.
And you've helped them.
Yeah.
You know, in addition, we're here in New York right now, and sort of the Upper West Side, and I happen to live here as well. So there's a beautiful, beautiful landmark building that you went to bat for. You kept the Beacon Theater alive and well. It's one of the most magnificent theaters in New York.
Yeah.
And where did that passion come from?
Well, actually, I was doing about, when I was doing about 2,000 events a year, I told you, there was Nikolai and Marie-Louise Dance Company I contracted to do the New York show for 2 weeks. And then there was no theater. So I went to the Beacon Theater. Somebody told me there's Upper West Side, there's a Beacon Theater. So I went down, there was terribly run-down theater, but I said, well, we'll sign up a contract. So I paid a $10,000 deposit, and this was in June, and the presentation was in October. And then when I came back from summer, the theater was boarded. And then I said, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So they said, well, the lease holder ran away. And I thought, I had to find it. And then when I found Mr. Mosco, which is a Beacon Hotel owner, they said they are the one who owns the Beacon Hotel, Beacon Theater. And I said, you cannot. And they had this plan already, blueprints, and they were going to tear down the theater. And I said, you cannot tear down this beautiful, beautiful theater. Please, don't tear it down. And then I went to Moskowitz, and he said, well, Partners wants to tear it down, and there is a more lucrative spot, you know, those days. So I said, no, 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 you cannot tear this down. You don't know the history. I am from Japan, and I know the history, how important the human history is. So I said to him, how about if I take it over? Lease, take it over the lease. So I took over the lease. And then this was so difficult. One day, I had a Lenny Bernstein coming on Sundays, very often, bagels and rocks and bagels and piano. I used to play the piano. And then I said to Lenny, I want to save this theater. Can you help me? He said, yes. And he picked up a phone and he called the Princess Grace. And Grace, I have a friend who wants to help the theaters to. So I said, okay. Princess said, yes. So I said, oh my God. So he would become a chairman of the foundation. And I quickly made a foundation. And she became a chairman of the foundation. And then we had the most, thanks to her, we had the most glorious beginning of the artist sign up. And then I raised just only $2 million, but it was enough to start saving the theater. And then I made a landmark. And then all this time I was being sued all the time by one of the owners. But anyhow, I managed to survive, and I made a landmark. And then I was taking the theater to be as a leasee, you know, 15 years lease. Every month I could not pay. And then they would bring the eviction notice. And then I ran to Mr. Moskowitz and said, he would tear it down and for me. And I went on and on. And then, to make things short, I discovered if you have just even one or two shares of the Beacon Hotel, I could have a voice. So I struggled to buy into the Beacon Theater, Beacon Hotel, so that theater is saved. I was doing this all for the sake of the theater.
Thank you.
Save the Beacon Theater.
Because I live right near there.
Yeah, you should go in there.
I've been in there many, many, many. I've been many shows in there. In fact, my friend Carol Burnett, whose TV show I worked on back in CBS days, she's doing a show. Every week they have something good going
on. Yeah, you know, I ran that theater for 3 years with tears and blood. But and then at the end, that Madison Square Garden came in, and it spent $17 million to make it beautiful. So it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Let me ask you two last questions. We could talk forever and ever, I know, because you have just so much to share. I'm going to ask you two last questions. One is, what's good news for you?
What's good news? You mean today?
Today, at any moment, right now, later, before, future.
Every day I'm happy. That's what the good news is. And the reason, say, people say, why are you so happy every day and so many things doing? And I say, because I let the universe take where I'm going to be, I'm supposed to be. I'm guided by universe.
Last question, because we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, September 21st, and I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So what does peace mean to you?
Peace is inner peace. I think each one of us has to have an inner peace, and the peace comes with a compassion. And the compassion means it is not, compassion means really to be able to think not just for the others, to be able to become in place of that other person. Inside, you have to get inside of that person. That is a compassion. Otherwise, you know, you can be a pity. Pity and the compassions are very, very dangerous, you know, paper thin dangerous. Pity is not right. Pity is not, pity or thinking about very sad thing, or compassion. Is a compassion is to be able to become that person or that cockroach or that ant. Everything is living, and it's a respect for the other's life force. And then when you have that, you have a peace in your mind, I think. And the international world peace, it is the most important thing, is a compassion, and to be able to think others. Then you don't fight. You fight only maybe for survival sometimes, but people are misunderstanding survival with conquer. Conquer and survival are totally different things.
Thank you so much. You're really brilliant and beautiful and caring.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Okay, back to Cusco, one of our sponsors for our Peace Day activities, and just a brilliant, kind, loving woman. Orphanage in Tibet, best friends with Dalai Lama, throws a party for him every year. Oh, I should talk to her about that. It's in July. It's happening. Something is going to happen. We should get on that now that we're doing more production, Zoom production. So that's that with Dr. Cusco. Wow, these are such a wealth of knowledge. Let's listen a little bit to Claire. You know, we have a great show tomorrow. As well, Earth Celebrations, and every day. Make sure you're on our newsletter. Go to our homepage, because
we've got tons of things. Welcome to Yoga for Firefighters and Athletes, Maintaining Internal and External Balance. I have designed a short daily routine for you so that you can maintain and improve your strength, flexibility, and balance, so that you can enjoy your life on and off the job, working smart, and playing hard. So let's begin. We'll bring our arms down by our sides, standing with our feet hip-width apart. Inhale, reach your arms up over your head, interlacing your fingers.
Go for it.
Press the palms up. And exhale, bring your arms down. Inhale, arms up over your head, interlacing your fingers, palms up, hold the breath. And exhale, bring your hands down, back behind you this time, interlacing your fingers, and then inhale, arms up, chin up, face toward the sky. Exhale, round your shoulders forward, tucking your chin gently towards your chest. Inhale, arms up, creating space around your heart and lungs. Exhale, round forward, lengthening the back of the neck and in between the shoulder blades. Inhale up, exhale down. One more time, inhaling up, exhaling down. Then relax your arms, inhale, arms up over the head, full standing body stretch. Exhale, arms down by your sides. Bring your hands to your heart, and we'll do a series of movements that flow with the breath called sun salutations.
All right, tomorrow, Sun Salutations with the Earth Celebrations. Please tune in again at 3. And please send this link, this Facebook link, once I put it on, to others, okay? Because we need to build our audience. Only because these people are so wise and have so much to share and knowledge that we want to get it out there to the world. You hear that? Peace is not conquering. Not conquering. Fortunately, too often, war is about conquering. It's not about conquering. Here, take a moment. Let's take a moment to pray for all those in need. Okay, so 7 o'clock tonight, we have our Hero Celebration. A lot of wonderful people coming out here and showing their love. Hope you can join us or wherever you are. Make something happen in a good way for yourself. Because you are loved. I love you. And if anyone needs me, 212-647-1212, just give me a call. And if you know people who can help support our Peace Day activities, we do have a benefit coming up for Bellevue on July 11th. We're going to have a lot of wonderful people. Somebody, actually a prince from England, called me today. Hey, Marshall. And said, let's do a comedy for COVID benefit. So we have another benefit. There'll be some benefits, and we're going to have a benefit for Good News on July 4th. We started 1998, July 4th. Okay, I'm going to just read. This is Mother Earth. Okay, that's from the moon. That's this guy. But the difference between this guy and that girl, or that girl and this guy, is that there's no borders or boundaries here. Okay, this is Apollo 17. If you pay taxes, you paid for this. And see, there's no boundaries, there's no borders, there's no color of skin. There's a lot of things that are good and not good. Okay? It's all about relevance and perspective. And let's just look at this guy. Oh, good. Good one to end with. So there's all my information. Caring, goodwill, warm affection, devotion, or empathy. Hey, Anna. And so it's all good. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Listen, you can watch the show if you missed it, because we had a lot of good information happening today from tomfoolery and from Dr. Kuzuko about the yin and the yang and the balance of our lives. She saved the Beacon Theater. All right. Thank you very much. Tune in tomorrow and tune in later, 7 o'clock. All right. We love you. You are loved.